Welcome back to KMOX. Alex Ferrario with you. And right now, we're going to talk a little bit about Monday Night Raw. It's over at the Scott Trade Center this evening, the first time in 2018, and it's got incredible names. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar, Ronda Rousey, and the WWE superstar who is sitting next to me right now, Elias. Elias, it is great to talk with you, man. What's going on? How are you?
Hello, I am Elias, and I am doing just okay. I'm in St. Louis right now, and man, I'm not that impressed.
That's not really impressed, are you? Well, yeah, mostly because we give you rain and we give you semi-warm weather.
Yeah, it's a little bit miserable here.
Stick around for about 12 hours, and we'll give you a little bit warmer weather.
Okay.
That's how we work. That's how we work here.
I'll be here.
So how you doing? Is this the first time in St. Louis?
No, I've been here quite a few times.
So you got the taste of St. Louis wrestling fever then, right?
Well, you know what? Yeah, I've been here a few times, but I got to say, wrestling is always fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Always got great crowds coming out, but the people of St. Louis are really, I mean, to put it this way, it gets worse every single time I come here.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I got to say, I don't know if it's the people. There's just, you know, I don't want to throw you into the mix of it, but there's just,
not yet, at least.
There's no life in these people here.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why I'm here. I came to give life to the city, give life to the people of St. Louis, and just do my thing.
Yeah, because it's Walk with Elias.
Walk
and when you're out there on the stage, you're making sure that everybody's going to walk with you.
That's it, man. I scream it out there. Who wants to walk with Elias? And everybody.
You usually get them all. Me. You usually get them all ready to walk with you, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. So, how much? I got to ask you this because I've seen you take the guitar to a couple people's heads.
Right.
What's that feeling like for you?
Man, that is just whatever you can imagine. The best feeling in the world is it's that times 10, man. It's all your emotions, all your anger. That's what I'm holding on to at the moment. Just letting it all out on somebody, swinging a guitar as hard as you can. And so only a few people have really prompted me to really do that to them, but they all deserve it, that's for sure.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, what number do you got to get to before you're ready to bust that guitar?
A 10.
10?
Yeah,
okay, so
sure,
so it takes a lot to get you up there.
No, I think you could tell I'm a pretty relaxed, cool guy.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, I've got that switch too, man. So if you get me there, it's bad news.
And how often do people in the crowd get you there?
I mean, the crowd.
Because we've already discussed the fact that St. Louis is pretty rough, so.
Again, it really does depend on the crowd, but almost weekly the crowd gets me there.
Yeah.
And then fortunately for them or whatever, there's always certainly somebody that interrupts me.
Uh-huh.
And I take my aggressions out on them one way or another, and then that person is really, they're kind of my channel to the fans, you know what I mean? So I kind of channel all my anger that I've got towards these people, the people of St. Louis, and I put them into whoever decides to come out there, whoever it may be.
Now, what ticks you off more? People interrupting you when you're trying to get them to walk with you, or just somebody coming out there ready to stir stuff up?
You know, I think I'm pretty straightforward with this. I say, silence your cell phones, hold your applause, and shut your mouth.
Amen.
Just listen to me. Right?
I say the same thing when I'm talking to people on the air, you know?
That makes total sense. You should say that. And I don't know why people can't listen. So that definitely irks me. But the worst part is when I'm performing.
Yeah.
I'm doing a song and, you know, somebody just decides to interrupt that. I mean, I'm giving these people a gift. You know, it's true art coming out. And, you know, somebody's always got to come and ruin that. So that's really what gets me.
Again, we're talking with WWE superstar Elias. WWE Monday Night Raw tonight over at the Scott Trade Center. There's still tickets available starting at $20. You can either go to Ticketmaster.com or you go get them at the box office to see this great great evening. Because this is the final one before the pay-per-view, right? The Greatest Royal Rumble.
That's right.
And these are usually hardcore to lead you into that Royal Rumble, I'm correct.
The pre-pay-per-view Monday Night Raws are always a big deal. I mean, anytime Elias is on, it's a big deal.
Amen.
Especially this, considering it's the first time ever in Saudi Arabia, 50 men, Royal Rumble, on top of just a huge card with a lot of great matches, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, John Cena, Triple H. So tonight is definitely something to see, and of course everybody wants to watch the network to see the Saudi Arabia Royal Rumble.
Let me ask you that, because you obviously do a lot of traveling with WWE. What's that like going to Saudi Arabia and just seeing the fans there?
So this will be my first time
to
see that. Yeah, I've been to Abu Dhabi before, and that was amazing. We had the first ever women's wrestling match there that weekend that we went. The crowds were fantastic. The people, they totally understood WWE. it's hard to imagine. I'm here in St. Louis, but there's people on the other side of the world that totally get it. They totally, you know, they walk with Elias.
Yeah.
They know everybody in WWE. So it's really, I'm expecting that, but you just never know.
Does it ever catch you off guard or amaze you at how many fans, when you go to different countries or different states, that know of the WWE and know everything about the WWE?
Yeah, I mean, I think I said this, maybe 30 hours ago, I was in South Africa.
Wow.
And we're in Johannesburg, and I mean, there's 10,000 or more people screaming, "Walk with Elias," and it's just like, if you think about that, man, South Africa, a whole other part of the world, and there's fans out there. So there's fans everywhere. Our reach is so global that, you know, people just get us and they get everybody on the show. It's really cool.
Now, let me take you back, Elias. Let me take Elias back to before the WWE. Did Elias know that this was going to be the path for him?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course I did. I've always known I was a huge star.
Yeah.
Okay. It was only a matter of time. I went my way through NXT.
Yep.
Little bit of exposure there, and then hit Monday Night Raw and just blew up.
Yeah.
So now everybody's walking with Elias. Everybody wants to see me perform. Everybody wants to hear my songs. So I saw this coming a long time before anybody else did.
Okay. Okay. I like that. So you knew that this was going to be it. The stardom at WWE, making sure that people knew who Elias was.
Of course.
Yeah. I like it. So talk to me a little bit about, because when you're wrestling, I don't think it really matters for a wrestler who they get to fight. They just want to go out there and show the world who they are.
Sure.
But is there an ultimate match for you?
I've got a couple guys I would really like to mix it up with.
Because you've mixed it up with some names already. John Cena. I know Bobby Lashley was most recent. I'm not going to bring that one up because I know that one wasn't too fun. We're not going to go there. So, but is there a couple of guys that are on your checklist?
Yeah, of course. Just coming back at WrestleMania, I stole a little moment from him. I'm talking about The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Elias and The Undertaker need to mix it up at some point. Then there's other guys. I mean, you know, The Rock. I always get that thrown out there because he played guitar a couple times on TV. So it's like, you know, if he wants to come back and try to show me, you know, wants to impress Elias somehow, one way or another, that'd be fine. Come on back. We can mix it up. But, there's a lot of people, past and present, that I would love to mix it up with. But right now, the guy in the game that I would like to do that with is The Undertaker, for sure.
Okay, just because, I mean, the status of The Undertaker. Obviously, you want to go out there and you want to be the best. Yeah. You got to beat the best, right?
That's it, man. I mean, he's the dead man. I'm the living truth. It's a.
I kind of like that. The dead man and the living truth going at it. WrestleMania. I'm looking ahead, right? I'm looking ahead. So let me ask you this one more, Elias, before I let you go. And obviously, being in wrestling, you know, I had the chance to watch the Andre the Giant documentary a couple of days ago. I don't know if you've gotten the chance to watch that.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts on that. Give me your thoughts on him as a wrestler, because that's kind of like the role model, right, to follow?
I mean, I can't say everybody can follow Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just like a one-of-a-kind, I mean, just a special kind of person. I mean, a giant is such an attraction, right? The documentary was fantastic.
Yeah.
Told a great story about his life. If anything, it would be about just how to be a star.
Right.
How that guy carried himself, but I can't say too many people can follow that path. I mean, we've got our own giant in Braun Strowman.
Right.
And he's doing great on his own. But, man, I mean, I don't think anybody will ever fully fill Andre's shoes. You know?
There's no question. Now, does Braun walk with Elias?
Oh, yeah. He learned his lesson. I beat him up quite a few times.
That's right. So he knows.
He gets it. You know?
So who doesn't walk with Elias in that locker room?
Oh, I got to say...
not to call people out, but
no.
I kind of want to see this.
Off the top of my head, Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
He doesn't walk with Elias, but he's going to.
So you took care of that, yeah.
Brock Lesnar doesn't walk with Elias, but he's going to. So let me think about this. Ronda Rousey does walk with Elias.
Really?
Does walk
okay.
with Elias.
Okay. Now, yes, did she walk right away?
Right off the bat. The second we met. She was
What was it like watching her debut at WrestleMania?
Dude, I got to say, you didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And she just... lit that ring on fire, man. She blew everybody away. I think she did great.
That's awesome. All right, Elias, so before I let you go again, Monday Night Raw over at the Scott Trade Center this evening, beginning at 6:30. There's still tickets available. Box office or Ticketmaster.com. What can St. Louis wrestling fans expect from Elias tonight? Are they going to get to see a match, or are they just going to see Elias out there?
Just see Elias out there? Listen, to see Elias out there is... it's worth the price of admission and then some.
No matter what.
No matter what, man. So don't downplay that.
Okay.
I plan on performing. If somebody's going to interrupt, that's not up to me. I'd rather them not. I just want to perform, do my thing, and
you just
want
to make sure that St. Louis walks with Elias at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Elias, man, it was fun having you come in here. I can say I walk with Elias after this one, mostly because you intimidate the hell out of me, but secondly because it's fun talking to you. So thank you so much, man, and have fun tonight.
Right. Thanks for having me.